Now, in the liner notes for your Bach, you put forth a theory that the Bach suites are sort of a meditative cycle on the life of Christ, like...
Yeah, as I said, it's a feeling, not a theory. I still feel that. Yes, I do feel that.
And but how did a nice Jewish boy come up with a theory like this?
I know, I sort of got some messages on my website thanking me for being such a strong and open Christian. I'd write back, say, I'm sorry, I'm Jewish. Well, just listening to the music. I mean, particularly it comes from the fifth and sixth. I always felt that the fifth suite, which is the darkest, is in C minor, which is the darkest key, probably. And it has this amazing central saraband, where there are no chords, no melody, no real rhythm. And yet it's the most extraordinary piece of music. And it's probably the most famous movement in all of the six Bach suites. And it sounds so lonely, because there are no chords, no sort of... nothing really you can hold on to. It's just pure sort of unadulterated music. And to me, that always sounded like the crucifixion. And then the sixth suite opens with this peal of bells. He's making as resonant a sound as he can out of the cello. And it really does sound like bells. And that, for me, was the resurrection. But who knows? I can never, ever prove that I'm right. But it wouldn't be unheard of, you know, with Bieber having earlier... written his mystery sonatas for solo violin, also sort of depicting Christian stories, subjects. So it is indeed possible, and it's just, you know, I just put that in case it helped people to get more inside the Bach suites.